The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Oh, Lord, that was on me. My headphone wasn't on all the way.
That's on me.
That's on me. That's like that, you know, all them MTV Unplugged. When you knew the song by heart, the little guitar going out of tune, or, you know, the microphone feedback or whatever.
Oh, yeah, the pretentious intimate setting for the bands.
Yes, let's sit on stools, which is so comfy, isn't it? Especially when you have nuts. Sitting on a stool with your legs crossed in a effeminate way. I'm talking to you, Kurt. Rest in peace.
The band's going to sit here like, oh, well, they took away our electricity, so.
That may have been what took his angst away, that and the heroin. But, you know, he's wearing like a...
Which one?
A green...
Kurt or Lane?
Cardigan. His hair was pink at that point, I believe. And his legs are crossed like he's on The View. Penny royalty. Penny royalty.
Remember Dave back there with his turtleneck on?
Oh, wow, yes. Looking like a James Bond villain accomplice.
Like
not
Dr.
the
Pussy.
Full villain, but like one of the accomplices. That you would say, hey.
One of the side villains.
Miles, give me the gun.
That's a good villain name.
Miles.
Like number two from Austin
Jesus
Powers.
Jesus Christ. I pulled that out of the ether, and it's got such weirdness. Oh, God bless.
Was number two changed?
I'll tell you later.
I think it was Robert Wagner first, then it was Rob Lowe.
You know, and the only reason I know that is because of Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Because he reprised that role, in a sense, on there.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you had Jaws, which, not the shark. Jaws, the big old giant guy with metal teeth.
Oh, God.
What did he go on to do? Something else.
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, he did that.
The James Bond guy?
Yeah.
I remember him.
Yeah.
I did extra work in some movie like that.
Oh, you met him?
Happy Gilmore?
No, James Bond.
Octopussy?
I don't know. God, not that long ago, but.
That's what they said. The inspiration for Two Live Crew's song came from people waiting for them to open the doors for the theaters.
Crazy.
Hey, we want octopus. Hey, somebody said hey, and they started this vigil outside. Well, a lot of people didn't realize it. Uncle Luke was in the crowd to see Octopussy that
night.
He
was.
He was inspired by that song that later became something similar to what I just said.
I think he's the only one left.
Somebody said
hey.
I think the Asian fella in the band is still there because they did a.
Well, when they came here to Platinum, I think they were down a couple guys.
You know, you made it when you came here to Platinum.
That's, boy, when you...
What if so they did funny. Redid Octopussy with Trump? Instead of Octo, they changed it to Huge, and that's the villain.
Oh, my God.
Or he calls, like, another leader of a country that. Somebody said, hey, that Shah's a, you know, and just go to town with it.
We love Bond.
We love Shah. Huge. We love Shaz. Shana
Na. Loves
Bowser from Shana Na.
Bowser.
Bowser.
Not the dick from Mario. Don't like that one.
You know, that was a show that it may be one of the first TV shows that I remember as a kid having to watch, but not having the brain capacity to question what else was on. My parents would watch that
of
show.
Course.
Don't you turn it, Matthew.
Shana Na.
What was it? Like a variety show, or was it like a SNL sketch show, or what? Oh. I just remember the one guy too. It was a
like
bunch of
boy band thing.
Was it like that? I mean, I couldn't tell you. I remember.
Yeah.
But they were funny songs, you know. Uh-huh. It was like living in the borough. Joey B.
No, so I used to watch Flip Wilson before I went to school in the mornings.
Did you?
Because it would come on TV Land. And that's the first time I'd ever seen it.
We didn't have TV. My TV Land was WGN or TBS. That's where I was talking to. See, Mrs. X from Chicago. So she WGN's like RWYFF, you know. And, you know, Bozo, the whole thing. And I told her, I said, God, you don't
watch Bozo on there.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. The grand prize game. What was in the last bucket?
Oh, God dang it.
There was a prize you got. For getting through, but then inside the bucket, if you got it in,
I can't remember if it was money. I felt like it was water sometime. One of the buckets had water, I want to say.
You're thinking of beer pong.
That's what it was. Gilda?
No, no. That was the Ho-Ho show.
little funny stick.
That was the Ho-Ho show on Channel 69.
Oh.
I found Cookie's toothpick.
If you got through the grand prize game, you won a Schwinn bicycle.
Bike. I was thinking bike.
But inside the last bucket, a crisp $50 bill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, what about Monty's Rascals? Do they give money?
No. I got a treat bag at the end of that. And my God, if I would.
I don't even.
I would. Oh, I wouldn't kill. But like, I would. Name. I'd make a nice donation to the WIFF Museum if they could produce footage of me on Monty's Rascals.
God, you know they got all this stuff.
I got a picture of me sitting in the crowd. My mama took from the side, but.
Did you get a picture with Monty?
No. Dang. I got one with Mr. Whatever they. What was the hobo guy name? Stu something. She's trying to tell me through the clouds. Let me tune in, Mother. I'm listening.
Was it Hoyle, was it?
Oh, my God, yes.
Was it?
Stu Hoyle. What a name. Stu Oil, I sell beard oil. Stu Hoyle.
I think he just passed away or passed away recently. No. Yeah.
Yeah, you wore this beard that was obviously a wig, not even like a beard wig. It looked like a wig, like it had curly hair, you know?
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
they don't do this stuff anymore.
No.
Chris Justice, you got to bring him back. Do Justice Buddies.
That's cute.
Dude.
Do it on the weekends.
Justice League of America.
Oh.
There you go.
And no, you've got enough kids to figure out the whole
good guys side.
Freak. That, dude, that's perfect. The Justice League, they come in dressed up. It's probably Boys and Girls Club or some, you know, angry youth group that comes in.
It was a similar idea I floated to my friend Jason, who used to wrestle. Told me he could do his own stable, the Jason Justice League.
There you go.
But he's like, that's my real name. I go by Scotty Wren in the ring. I was like, well, we'll figure it out. I thought about MC Ren. He started doing like a gangster rap thing. He didn't like it.
Uh-huh. Or, you know, if it does it have to be weather, could it be a sports? You know, Mark Whiteman can do it. It could be a white man and the kids.
Oh. See, I think what it is, the only people they let, have anything to do with kids, is cops. You know, they'll go out and cops, throw some football, shoot some hoops with them, whatever. But now the rest of them, like, it's your inner soul saying, I ain't going to do anything, but God bless. If somebody on this set does, and here I'm on this film too, I'm going to be like Trump standing beside Epstein at a party dancing, pointing at a girl's ass.
Now, you got to have a competing show, so maybe you can have Fred Cunningham's buddies.
Yeah.
Freddie's buddies.
Oh, Paige.
Fred's kids.
Paige could do Bosom Buddies.
As a kid,
I never understood that, like the show Bosom Buddies. I never understood bosom meant boobs. Like, I thought it just meant like, oh, they're good buddies.
Well, they couldn't use Cooter Twins, so Bosom Buddies was the only one left.
The Cooter Twins. That was on PBS. It was about
Cooter's kids. Is he still with us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, please do it.
I think he's still with us. I mean, Lord.
Ben Jones?
Yeah. Cooter's kids. That'd be cute.
Come on in, Cooter's kids.
But what? So, okay, go back to that. A competing
show. Competing show. Others could do it.
Yeah.
I wonder if they had something like this in Chattanooga. I have to look into that.
I think, like, every...
Rascals, but...
Well, I think so. I think that was kind of a mix of Mr. Rogers combined with Bozo. Like, it was a variety show, but there were interactive games, and...
Was it a half hour?
Oh, yeah.
But there was Romper Room
in California. Dude, I watched that also. Yeah. And I loved Romper Room.
I keep thinking of Romper Stomper.
Dude, like, Romper Room and who? God bless Captain Kangaroo. Holy crap!
Yeah.
I don't know what Captain Kangaroo was about or any. I just remember him dressed as like a postal worker with a bowl cut.
And I was excited when I went to work for Channel 2 because they still had
flashback.
They had Miss Mary for Romper Room.
Oh my God. I just cleaned up in here. I ain't be romping in here. Matthew trying to act like he's dusty.
But then there was a different lady here for Romper Room in South Carolina.
So, wow. So yeah. We had separate romper rooms.
Yeah, you did.
What do y'all kids want to do today? My son's going to stop by.
He's going to romp around.
He's got beer.
Let me tell you a story.
My son's.
Maybe one day y'all have a beer when you grow up. If you don't do bad stuff, he can get some oil for you. Go to Gallade.com and get some of that oil.
I'm dying.
Shelby's told everybody that my mom always told everybody, I think it was wishful thinking, but she always said I was going to be a preacher. Like, she really did.
It's never too late.
Then you could have stole the kids' ball cards and paid it forward.
I know. I could have paid it forward and molested children.
The only problem is you have to.
It went that way, pal.
You have to attend church.
Well, there's that.
There's that problem.
But I also like only working a few hours a week. So,
hell yeah.
There's that, too.
A remote is basically having to go do visitation.
Yeah, you'd have to go to the hospital.
Shut in.
A lot.
I know. What an awful thing. Like, you're shut in.
Sounds so bad.
Hey, we all were shut ins during COVID. Am I right, guys?
Yeah, we was.
I'm in a good mood. I mean, no particular reason. Just, I mean, why not be, right?
Yeah,
why not?
Might as
like,
well.
You got to do it, you know? Like, I was telling Fatboy this earlier, Paige, that, like, when we go on the radio, like, somebody right now is on their way. Maybe not now. It's a Tuesday, but let's just say.
Or they're already there.
They're there or they're on their way to starting their dream job. They finally got there.
Yeah.
They finally did. But there's also someone driving to the job where they've never been promoted at all. Or they're only there just to freaking get over some hump or make the ends meet. They don't want to be there, but they got kids. Like, think of the parallels of that.
Yeah.
And the pressure of having to entertain both.
Yeah. I live both worlds. I know. I've been there, done that.
I wonder if somebody's where somebody's going for the last time. Either you know you're going to quit or you retire.
Oh, wow.
What's that like?
We should put that out. If you're ever on your way to quit, or it's your last day and you're retiring, call in. We want to interview you. And don't make it up to get on. But like,
unless you're good at making up stories.
Like, are you planning to do something? Like, an upper decker or,
Remember, the one guy did it, and then he had to call to say, hey, that was me that did it years ago.
God, yeah, that was a TNC or something.
Yeah, because he felt bad about it. Not the Smell Camino. That was separate.
Smell Camino.
There,
oh, my God.
Laid a couple loaves on the guy's hood.
Oh, God.
I went to a bar recently. It was called that.
How come I remember
Not
that?
Smell Camino. It was just called Camino. And I was like, wow, this is what they call El Caminos in Mexico.
I think
you get it? All right, thank you.
I think you remember it because you said you did something similar years ago.
You can't say that word. You're like people with Hulk Hogan not being able to say it.
To an ex-boyfriend.
No one can say it. One can say it without thinking about it. Paige, say his name.
Hulk Hogan.
Well, you thought about it, though.
Hulk Hogan.
My mama called him Hulk Hogan. Like, I hear Hunk Hogan.
Like Terry Bollea.
Their tongue won't form the ho-ho, like, Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan?
Do I get...
I'm going to fizzle out soon, I can tell.
It's hard for me to watch
out hard. I'm going to go down by the 7:30 round.
It's hard to watch Nick Hogan videos because, I mean, everything's the same. Like when they used to...
Nick Hogan? First off, why are you watching? I mean, no offense, but what's he got going on? He's DJ, right?
Well, it's still running through Hulk's channel, so he's keeping everything going.
Oh, God.
The appearances, the shops.
Oh, no.
Like, I guess that's going to be his thing now, is keeping that legacy alive.
Yeah, man. I mean, the legacy, yes. I'll tell you what's interesting about that is I was at, it wasn't the national convention, but it was a big old ball card show in LaLanna, Georgia. So it wasn't the national, but it was a big one. And there's a guy there. This is before, I mean, this was, you know how, like, wrestling now is at, I'm not going to say all-time high, but as far as like merchandising and that stuff, you know, it's cards.
Heavily promoted.
And all that. Yeah. This was before that. And I walk up, and there's this dude there that's selling only Paul Orndorff stuff.
Oh, Mr. Wonderful, rest in peace.
And he had, like, match-worn boots and, like, some of the tights and all this stuff, like a little mini museum or whatever. But he was also selling stuff.
Hell of a hand.
And, I love Mr. Wonderful. I hate
Hall of Fame
Kevin O'Leary for stealing his moniker. I really do. So when you're at those things or whatever, even if you don't see anything you want or interested in, you're smiling and you're nodding and pointing up. Oh, that's nice. You don't want to just walk by and just... Mm-hmm. It's like going to a yard sale and just walking by with your nose in there and just getting right back in your car. You don't even talk to the people. You just feel like a prick.
How about 25 cents?
So I said, man, you got some nice stuff here. He's like, yep. It's my dad. He literally, I don't remember the guy's name, his son travels around selling like tribute stuff.
Little Wonderful?
Little Wonderful. Son Wonderful.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It was weird. I was like, are you kidding me? He's like, no. And he's like, see, right there, that guy with Hulk Hogan and Paul Arndorf, he couldn't say his own name.
Arndorf.
He couldn't say Hulk Hogan either. He's like, yeah, that's my dad. And sure enough, I looked up on the internet, and he does that. It's a way of not only making a little ka-ching off of it, because I don't know that he has a WWE Legends contract.
I don't think so, but he should. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, by God.
Do you remember when this was his walkout music?
Oh, yeah.
That's Paul. Son of a bitch.
That's the only way you'll hear it now, because on anything you watch on Peacock or I guess Netflix now, they have all that generic music over it because they don't have the rights to play it.
So Paul Orndorff's coming to the ring. There, I hear his music, folks. Here he comes. He's pissed off. Both his nipples is hard.
You do a good OG JR.
Before the WrestleMania 9 JR in the toga.
Oh, man. Some kind of wonderful. Yes, you are now. It's my blues side coming out.
This is what it should have been. You can hear Vince saying, this is good stuff. They say the S word.
Vince wearing the vest and the shirt dancing across stage. Remember that? That one song that he... Or at least one of the songs. I don't know. Look at me over here. I'm about to write with a piece of beef jerky. Where's my pen? Yeah. I literally just picked up a Slim Jim to write with. God bless.
I saw a video of Val Venus who...
That's when you know you're losing it right there.
He made an appearance recently and he's still doing the dance. I was like, oh, that's...
Oh, is he really?
Not as ripped as he used to be, but you know, still... Still kind of fun to see.
Hello, ladies. I sound like Marge Simpson. Hey, homie.
He's a porn star, folks. That's
hello,
the
ladies. I'm Marge Simpson.
That's kind of the same tone.
He's a satisfier of female genitalias.
Ah, man. They really
are. He's got long hair and ladies love him.
They went every route possible with that. They had a male porn star. They had two gay porn stars. And they had a legit...
Whatever Rico was, he was a hell of a hand, and he was a legit cop.
Well, gosh, what about...
The flamboyant, ambiguous, you know?
That's when...
What do they call it? Hydrogenous? Hydrangeous.
Eccentric is the nice way to say it. Grandpa would say he's some kind of character.
You know what he really
some is? Kind of character. Yeah. My grandma would say he's straight up choir. But she'd say not that. She'd say choir, meaning like
a little weird.
Weird.
You said, Nanny, just say queer at this point. She just backhands you immediately.
You know, like really, I wonder if maybe sometimes people were just calling people weird and it came off as that. You know what I'm saying? Like how many times have people called you like a gay slur and they've never seen you do anything?
Wait a second. When everybody called our buddy Fig, were they trying to call him something else?
No, his last name was Figlin.
Figlin.
Yeah.
Is that even the last name?
Figlin.
You know any Figlins?
No. Him?
I want to know if they're... His last name was Newton. That's why they called him Fig.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
That's cute.
I called him Figlin. I did.
I believe
it. Are we talking about the same person?
No.
Oh.
He's making stuff up, probably.
Josh Newton, shout out. What's up?
Oh, Josh Newton.
Yep.
All right. I am going to do a science experiment.
He might not even be around here.
I'm going to pretend that I was in a plane crash. I'm on a deserted island. I have paper. I don't have a pen, so I'm going to make this beef jerky into a pen.
I can offer you a crappy pen.
Paige, I'd rather write with the beef jerky juice. I'd rather squeeze the little bit of juice out of the beef jerky to write the notes that I'll throw away at the end of the show.
I might have one of these laying around somewhere.
You just gave me one here recently that's...
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's in my bag.
No offense, but you lose stuff a lot.
my mind because you pissed me off. Look. Oh, dang. That's my penis laser.
What?
That's the dong laser.
It's my penis.
You and Danny McBride are investors in the D lasers.
I'm not an investor.
You forgot to charge it.
I got to charge my penis. Laser. Laser.
Damn it.
Laser.
But it's in here.
We'll freaking laser.
We had a TNC that was supposed to be on today, and they either are not returning emails or they got code feet. So,
God dang it, I hate when that happens.
In lieu of that, we opened phones yesterday. We were freaking spectacular, especially for a Monday. Mm-hmm. Monday's usually like trying to blood from a turnip.
Yeah, we got lucky with old Churs coming back from his dodged intervention.
God bless, man.
They're going to get him.
They'll get him here soon. You watch.
Yeah.
I may help him set him up.
Uh-huh. Listen. Here it is. It's not beef jerky. That's pimp fat.
Now, look, we joke about you taping it or peeping the banks, chaining it. Why don't you, let's get you a chain so you can chain it.
No, I'm going to Velcro it to the desk like my grandma did a remote control.
Oh, no.
But you know what's crazy is if the remote control, everything always would get stuck to it. They'd be like dog hair and stuff on it. Whoops. I didn't say it. I'm not her.
Don't be boofing it either. Somebody walks in the studio like, I might want to mess with somebody's pen real quick.
Oh, man.
Let me write with my ass.
I got to find this video to show you. So, like, at card shows, dealers are now putting up, like, security cameras at the end of their tables because people are ripping them off. So, you see this woman reach into this Asian fellow's, like, he's wearing one of them side satchels that I think are very feminine. She reaches in, pulls out a wad of cash, and just walks off with it. The guy feels something, looks down, doesn't notice, and then notices it's gone. You see the woman run off. Well, then the cop comes over to the dealer table and says, hey, can we look at your video? They find it on there. That woman had got $5,300 and shoved it up her butt.
Oh, you know what? You can
like,
have
like, literally went to the bathroom and...
That's a lot of money.
God, how big is that roll?
How big's her butt?
KP Ones. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Welcome to the island.
Yeah.
The plane.
Oh, not that one.
No, not Fantasy Island. Not Party Island.
Not Party Island.
Not Little James Island.
Not that one. I love coming here.
No, you're not, Bill. It's any island. The island of paradise.
God dang it.
I wonder if Calypso people had issues with Lionel for stealing
their moves.
Their stuff with this, you know.
Tropical Island. I forgot about that one.
Tropical Island. Oh, I should remember that. I was arrested there once.
Yeah, did you see Lionel? He had a concert recently. He had to stop.
Oh,
they had to take him to the hospital.
Oh. Aww. Weight of his mustache holding him down.
He just started, I felt like he was going to pass out. He might be too old to tour.
He was dancing on the ceiling.
Oh, is that what it was? He fell and.
Oh, what a feeling.
He pulled a Hayabusa.
Oops.
Hayabusa. Oh, and he broke his neck.
Yeah, man.
Oh, God.
Oh. Oh, night. Was he talking about sex?
Hopefully.
Oh.
Is this about drugs for real, though?
Like. Dancing on the ceiling, I heard, was about drugs.
Everyone you meet is dancing in the street. Is that about hustling drugs?
Dancing is all night long.
It's about a parade.
I think they were... Well, yeah, but so is the Jardiance lady.
Oh, yeah, the whole town dances. Well, there's a part in the song where he starts speaking in tongues, so... What's that about?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, when he gets to the chorus.
We should, like...
Or the bridge or whatever.
I'm going to look at the lyrics, and I want to follow along. And see.
He says, ba 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 ba, hey, jumbo gumbo. What are you talking about? Lionel?
Fiesta.
From Tuskegee, forever. Alabama.
Oh, okay. Well, then sing a long, long to party. Okay, here it comes. We have to do one more little chorus. We can talk through that. All night. All night long.
I feel like I'm driving to school with my mother.
All night. I might have read the lyrics for this. He's going to tell everybody to come dance.
He was in Commodores.
Yes, he was.
Didn't they do Brick Shit House?
You bastard.
Everybody else, is that not the name of the song?
Look at that. I get one this week then.
I know, right?
And I want to have creative control of it. You just do that. You just give me a mild heart attack.
It's like, that ain't the name of the song. Well, Paige got us yesterday with a good one.
Oh, boy.
I didn't mean to. I was just scared for your life.
I know.
Oh, here it comes.
Tom. Oh. Oh, I would have screwed up the karaoke. Here we go. Lito saved it all. Yeah. Hey, Jumbo Jumbo. Wait a party. Oh, we're going now. Oh, Jumbly. Tommy Lee Modemus, say ya. Yay, Jumbo Jumbo.
Well, was that a secret message?
I don't know. I'm going to run it now through.
Hit the post real quick.
Translator. We're going to have a party now.
Lunch menu coming up. Weather on the twos.
You know, my mom used to drive me to school in her nightgown with a
what?
A raincoat over her outfit. And we listened to light rock all the time.
Oh, God, I love it. Back in the heyday, too.
Okay, these lyrics from All Night Long cannot be translated because they are made up gibberish. While Jumbo.
That's what it says.
Jumbo does mean hello in Swahili. Hi. Lionel has admitted into interviews that he did not have time to hire a translator for the foreign lyrics that he wanted, so he just invented these sounds. How cool.
I love it.
God.
If we did that, we'd get in trouble.
You know? Real musician.
Yeah. Well, a real musician.
It fits the song, so who cares?
Jumbo, jumbo, tibby, da, da.
Hey, big, hey,
jumbo, jumbo, jumbo. Imagine, like...
That's a voodoo curse.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, what are we singing? It's like when people are doing the... what's the Saturday Night Live? Or Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Fever, when they're doing the Travolta dance.
Oh, yeah.
They're actually...
The hustle?
What are you trying to summon?
They're doing the Baphomet pose.
This sounds like what Pedro Serrano would listen to.
Don't do it, Paige. You'll summon
Joe Boo in his locker.
Her, him, it.
Her, him, it. Say again, Fat Boy. I'm sorry, Paige. It was,
I forgot what it was. A fleeting thought. But
something about school.
You'll survive.
This is a jam.
When you meet.
This is a jam.
This was my song of the day.
It was.
Mrs. X sent to me this morning. I was like, you know what? That's a jam.
Oh, she might know what it means then. She might be in on the voodoo curse.
It means nothing. Oh, she's trying to curse us.
That's why I'm morbidly obese.
You've been cursed.
She put a food curse on me.
She did. Yeah, you can't control her.
She'd be Mamhausen. You've been cursed.
Oh.
Give them time. They'll do it. They've probably got all the housings already trademarked. Rightfully so. He's like the best thing they have right now, really.
Van Housen, the clothes guy. Oh. Get him out there.
Van Housen?
No, I'm thinking of the guy who fought Dracula, Van Helsing.
Oh.
No, he was Van Housen.
Van Housen.
Who's the guy that fought Dracula? Paige, you know, horny women love vampire shows.
The guy who fought Dracula? Like, you're talking
Van
about
Housen.
Lestat?
He was Dracula. Oh. Though in the new show, they kind of make him like an emo kind of gay Dracula.
Speaking of that, I saw a preview. I hope Big Brown's listening to this because I meant to text him about it. And I'm awful at texting. But I saw a trailer for a movie the other night. And I'm like, what in the hell is this? Like, it flashed the DC logo. And I'm like, what in the hell is this? I thought it was like a Two-Face movie or whatever. Clayface.
Oh, yeah, I saw on X. That don't look good.
It looks interesting, but I'm like, that was such a non-character in the Batman world.
Yeah.
Clayface. And now he's getting his own movie. Like,
DC's way behind when it comes to Marvel. Now there's crossover in the new Avengers.
Oh, wow. He's creepy looking.
Yeah. He was a hot dude, and he had some... I don't want to give away the story why he became Clayface.
If you think that guy is creepy looking, you should see how they turned the soldiers into swine in the new Odyssey. It is real weird.
There, you know what? There's something to that. You know what everybody in that movie says? That's no CGI. They said that some witch sat there and made that happen. Now, I know they're saying that in the movies. So you go see the movie. They're saying this was such a real thing, they brought in the occultists to make this happen. Like, this what...
I don't know if I like that.
I don't freaking either. I'm not going to see it for that damn reason.
She's like the voodoo chick in the rocking chair and Tales from the Hood that Corbin Burns and says, "You voodoo bitch dolls." I can't say what else to say.
I know, man. It's like,
you know, one actor has a role they wish they could take back. I bet you anything that's his.
That one, or Ian Ziering had a movie one time where he played someone with the head of an onion. And you know what I'm saying?
God.
It was weird, too, because he looked like the opposite of what he would hate. I mean, it's kind of an odd role.
I mean, you'll never see movies like that anymore, but so you don't have to worry about the actors as far as like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
You know what I was thinking about? So I told you that one show, and I can't remember the name of it. I'm Coming for You, or whatever it's called, about the dude who's convicted of killing his child. This is a movie. It's not real. And they find out the kid is still alive, so now he's trying to get out of prison to go find where his son's really at.
Oh, was that Taken 4?
No.
Was it a Liam Neeson movie?
No, it's based on a novel by somebody named Harlan Cohen, I believe.
Williams?
Harlan Williams. Freaking Potsy! No, you made me Google Harlan Williams. God, I'm dumb. Harlan Coben is his name. And the name of the book or the show Mark is Harlan. I Will Find You. But anyway.
I'm going to get you.
You know where AI is going to screw Hollywood? Or maybe not AI, but the surveillance state is that
you'll
always know where everybody's at.
How do you mean?
If the surveillance state with the flock cameras and the scanners and everything, like certain grocery stores on the West Coast now, you're having to scan your face to go in and scan your face to leave. They're testing this thing out where you put all your stuff in the buggy, it scans you and the buggy, it comes out of your thing. I'll never, ever, ever do it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I won't do it. That's Mark of the Beast, I think, maybe.
I'd be putting stuff in people's carts.
But if the surveillance state became a thing where really, Skynet or whatever could find you at any point, the movies are always done. They're never going to be looking for a killer no more. They're just going to, there he is. He's on Elm Street. Damn it. That's where Freddy's at.
We need to rewatch Terminator 2 and take some lessons.
Dude, it's literally China's
definitely
Interpol or their surveillance state, you want to call it, is called that. Really? That's what they call it, Skynet. China. Yeah. It's weird. Is it like pre-programming or is it prophetic?
You sure it's not Skylet?
You say you almost made me say bad word. And I get one tomorrow. We do one a day.
You're doing right now if you want.
All right.
Or you want to wait to work it in naturally?
I mean, I want to work it in naturally. I also want to make sure you're in a position where you can just, flip around real quick.
Practice my spin.
Like if you
that's video how quick that was.
If I said you mother father, okay, so you go. You got there fast. And yep. I didn't even say it all the way. Okay, good.
Quick spin. Now sometimes I'll lean back into it and dump it.
Because if you hadn't spun around so fast, you were really fucked up.
Oh! No! God, not that one.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Ow! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yes. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You have reached Power Automated Power Outage Reporting System.
To ensure that your outage is reported accurately and quickly to the service center nearest you, please follow the instructions carefully. If you're calling to report a total loss of power, press 1. Thank you.
Appliance sales.
Oh, hey, man. Oh, ow!
Hey!
Hey, I'm glad you picked up, man. I got a big problem out here. I need one of y'all to come out here.
Get it now. Don't you touch it, boys. Get it.
I got a problem. Are you there?
Yeah.
I need some help. I got a down line, man, and my boy's out here trying to play with it. Don't touch it, son.
Get it.
No, it ain't no snake. I need help, man. You got to send somebody out here. I got a down line.
That's a pose, this one.
Don't.
What's the address?
The address is 25 North B Street.
25 North.
It's on North B. Don't touch it, son.
It's a snake.
It ain't no snake. That's a damn power line.
It looks poisonous.
He's about to shock himself, man. You got to send
What city is this in?
This is in Gadsden.
Okay.
Ow! Ow! It's down. He's getting everybody, man. It's flying around. Don't touch it, son. You got to send somebody. When can you come out here, man?
What is the street address? 25 North?
North B.
Ow, it's down.
Like the letter B is in butt.
Get
ow!
Get
son, do get not.
What's your name?
My name's Tony. Tony Bill.
Daddy, look at the snake.
It ain't a snake. It's a damn power line. Leave it alone.
It looks poisonous.
You got to send somebody out here. It ain't a snake in a firework. I need help, man. My boy, I can't keep him off it.
Well, let me get some information from you.
All right, man.
I can't understand you what street.
Oh! Damn it, son. That ain't no snake. It's a power line.
It looks poisonous, though.
All right, are you there? I need help, man. Are you there, sir? Did I lose you? Hello.
What's the address?
The address is 25 North B Street. Son, please leave it alone.
He's got it right over there.
Hold on just a second. Let me transfer to someone else, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Next one of y'all mother that shocks me is going to get a kick to the damn.
Oh. This is Cam, may I help you?
Yeah, look, I got an emergency. I got a downline. I'm on 25 North B Street. My son is grabbing it. He thinks it's a snake. I need somebody to come out here and put it back up.
It does
son, leave it alone. I need somebody out here immediately, please. I need somebody to fix my power line. My boy's touching it. Come on, son. Get off it. Oh, yours die?
Mine wasn't working.
All right, never mind. It's dead.
Yeah,
young off. You hear me?
Yeah.
All right. All right, go f*** yourself.
Huh?
All right, go f*** yourself.
Bye-bye. Was it any good?
She goes, huh?
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.